Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. Want to talk about the media, them censoring the disinformation, the misinformation, and the errors of omission. And I've just been listening to the Thomas Sowell book, Intellectuals and Society, and his ideas, his thoughts, his wisdom have given me a lot of insights as to what's really going on with the media. So before we go any further, also want to make a quick announcement, guys. You can now find me on Locals right here. It's rebelcapitalist.locals.com. And this will basically be a lot of the news stories that we go over with at Rebel Capitalist at this channel. But a lot of the stories that Josh gives me throughout the day that I don't get the chance to do a video on, and a lot of important stuff. Josh probably gives me, I don't know, 5, 6, sometimes 10 stories per day, and I only do videos on maybe 2 or 3 of them. Then he also is going to be doing some breakdowns of whiteboard videos. And then if I've got a topic that I know will get censored on YouTube, or if I just want to speak freely on something without having to use the word cervasus sickness or medicine or something like that, and who knows what it'll be in the future, I'll just go live strictly on Locals. So you'll definitely want to follow me there and to really make sure that we've got a place where we can gather that is completely uncensored. So again, that's rebelcapitalist.locals.com. Okay, now getting back to what's going on with the media, let's first go over this story from CNBC. So they say, and this came out just yesterday, I believe, or at least on CNBC. So person of interest named in New York City subway shooting that wounded 10 people, injured 13. So wounded, I'm not sure how you can wound 10 people and injure 13 others. Maybe they got trampled or maybe something like, I guess that's probably what they're saying. Well, fortunately, no one was killed. Sounds like that's great news. But they go on to just keep saying this person of interest and giving details as to what happened specifically. No other information, really, other than this person. They said his name's Frank James they're looking for. They've got a picture of him right here on the right, not on the left, although those people are criminals as well in their own right. Probably even more so. But yeah, you're just going through this and just kind of like old school news. Just here's what happened and not really giving any editorial whatsoever. Now you can imagine what the mainstream media would do if, let's say this guy was a white guy and he happened to be shooting minorities, right? Would they say, would it be just this kind of straightforward old school reporting that there is a person of interest? You know, obviously not. You guys know that would just make front page news everywhere. And the mainstream media would be talking about it nonstop. And they wouldn't just be talking about the report. And this is something that Thomas Sowell goes into extensively in his book. They wouldn't be just talking about the report. They also would be talking about how this is a reflection on something insidious or something that is something evil, something that's very bad with society at large. And Thomas Sowell says in his book that's when you know the media is spinning it. That's when they're trying to manipulate you. When they don't just tell the story, they say, here's the story, and this is why this is indicative of something that is, you know, not just malicious, but happening within our society beneath the surface that we should really be concerned with. These are the evils that are, growing underneath the surface that will bring down society. And you guys know the types of stories that I'm referring to. And so again, I'm just going through this article. As you guys can see, they're just saying, you know, none of the wounded, life-threatening injuries. That's obviously great news. They're just kind of talking about, you know, some quotes from some police officers saying that they're looking into it further. They say they have no indication whatsoever of what the motive could be here. And maybe some comments from some people that this was like a horror movie, which you can imagine. And then some of the things that the, some of the restrictions the authorities have made just to, I guess, in the name of safety. I'm not sure that they make us any more safe, but in the name of safety, no train service. They've locked down some of the schools, and then national leaders offering prayer assistance. Joe Biden said his staff in touch with New York City authorities and pledged federal help, bringing the gunman to justice. And again, you guys know how this would be far, far different if the circumstances, let's say, with the ethnicities of the individuals involved were different. And for me, that shouldn't matter at all. And for most of you watching this live stream, I'm sure that doesn't matter. I mean, who cares? But for the media, there's one set of circumstances that we need to discuss over and over and over again. And again, is indicative of something that is a problem with society at large. And then the other way is just, oh, here's what it is. Let's not really report it. Let's sweep it under the rug. So now let's juxtapose this to what's being reported on Zero Hedge. So Zero Hedge, the title, and I'm not saying Zero Hedge is correct. I'm just saying let's look at two different ways of reporting this. And Zero Hedge could be an extreme on the far other end, you know. So they start off by saying, kill all whiteys. And actually, this is probably something I should have done on Locals. Now that I'm thinking this through, suspect in Brooklyn subway shooting spouted hateful black nationalist rhetoric and praised quote unquote beautiful 9/11. Now, if this is true, and I'm not saying that it is, but if this is true, seems odd that CNBC wouldn't mention this. In fact, you know, they say that we don't know the motive. We have no clue. Now, if it would have been a white guy saying kill all the minorities, let's say, I wonder if CNBC would have mentioned that. Hey, guys, I want to remind you to check out Rebel Capitalist Pro. This is the incredible online investment forum that I have with investment experts Lynn Alden and Chris McIntosh. It includes professionals such as Patrick Serezna from Macro Voices. He specializes in options. Tony Greer, commodity trading. Jason Hartman, real estate. And Brent Johnson with macroeconomics. If you want to build wealth and thrive in this world of out-of-control central banks and big governments, Rebel Capitalist Pro is the resource you need. So check it out today at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. We'll see you inside with the fellow rebel capitalists that are taking their investing to the next level. So here's an announcement from the mayor of New York City, which is just who's a complete idiot. I don't even want to go down that path, but let's, you know, still making kids, for heaven's sakes, you know, five-year-olds wear masks in school. I mean, it's unbelievable. And he's still perpetuating this myth of the Florida law, the don't say gay thing. I mean, it's just, you can tell he's just, you know, you cannot have any ethical integrity if you're just perpetuating any type of myth, even if it serves your narrative. But anyway, he says offers the latest, he's talking about the manhunt for suspected Tuesday's subway shooting. And so they go on and list kind of step by step what is happening here. And then they also say that New York is becoming, you know, infamous for a lot of these mass shooting incidents, extreme violence. I mean, the crime right there is just absolutely going through the roof. And here's where Zero Hedge starts talking about how this gentleman, Frank James, I believe on some of his social media, I think he had a YouTube channel that I guess hasn't been taken down. And which he includes a lot of these hateful videos, quote unquote, hateful. And I guess in one of the videos, he talks about, you know, being in the mental health system in New York, and he attacks Mayor Adams. But then we get down into Andy Ngo, who, if you watch people like Tim Pool, Rogan, you most likely know who Andy is. He's kind of an independent journalist. He's kind of does a lot of the stuff that Tim Pool used to do back in the day, where he's kind of just boots on the ground right there on the scene and reporting on things. He's always reporting on Antifa and whatnot. And I haven't come across any type of fake news coming from Andy. Now, that's not to say it doesn't exist, but from what I can tell, usually he's reporting things that are pretty straightforward. So he says that this Frank James is a quote from him saying, "Oh, black Jesus, please kill all the whiteys." If this is true, again, interesting that we're not seeing that on the mainstream media, because if it were reversed, do you think that we would see that in the mainstream media? Well, maybe a better question is, do you think we would see anything else being reported in the mainstream media other than this? So he goes on to say, Frank James, a person of interest, posted photograph of Dallas BLM shooter who killed five cops. He also posted a prayer asking for whites to die. Nice. And one of his videos entitled, "We Were Once Kings," okay? Frank James, person of interest, Brooklyn subway shooting. Also, number of pro-communist and pro-Fidel Castro posts. His more recent posts of videos have pivoted obsessively to black nationalist interests. Also, he reported, he recently expressed disappointment that Justice Ketanji Jackson, the gal that was just nominated to the Supreme Court, is married to a white dude. Okay. I mean, I don't know that that's a big deal. I mean, maybe he's pissed off at that. Who knows why? But again, the point here is would this have been, you know, if the roles were reversed, you got a white guy that's pissed off that, you know, Jerome Powell is married to a black gal. I'm not, if he was, right? This is a hypothetical. And then he goes out and shoots up the subway. I mean, I think that would have been reported, right? So the question is not just to point out the hypocrisy, because, or the point of this video isn't just to point out the hypocrisy, because everyone knows that it's there. It's to ask why. Why does the mainstream media do this? Assuming that what Zero Hedge is reporting is actual truth, and I'm sure they're being hyperbolic about it, but assuming that it's truth, why is CNBC not reporting this when, if the roles were reversed, it would be the front page? They wouldn't be reporting anything else. Thomas Sowell dives into this extensively in his book, Intellectuals in Society. And he goes into this topic with the media. And his idea, which makes a lot of sense to me, is that most of these journalists and editors, most of the people in the mainstream media, were brought up in the university system. Therefore, they have been, let's just say, influenced to have this view that minorities in our society have there's systemic racism, right? And that the minorities in our society have been painted to be, you know, evil and less than and criminals and, you know, all of these things. And therefore, since they have this worldview, then if there's a story that would make them the minorities that would fulfill or that would further what they believe is a stereotype, a incorrect stereotype, then that story gets kind of swept under the rug because it doesn't fit their worldview. And, you know, he used, well, I've heard other people use the example of Jesse Smollett, and that this initially it fit their worldview perfectly. Therefore, it's front page news. And this is goes back to what Thomas Sowell is saying. This is an example, what they claimed is that, you know, here's this story, and this is not just an example of what happened with Mr. Smollett, but this is an indictment of the American society at large, that we're obviously this racist society, and this is just another example of that systemic racism that's just getting worse and worse and worse and worse. You know, again, this is their worldview, so that when they get a story like that, it's front page news. But then when it comes out that Smollett was most likely lying, and then when it's proven that he's lying, well, now all of a sudden that is not front page news. That's swept under the rug because, again, it doesn't fit the worldview of most of these journalists, editors, and people that are a part of the mainstream media. So in their minds, they're saying, okay, even if it is true that Jesse Smollett lied, we can't report on that. Or we've got to do our best to kind of maybe just report it, but put it in the back page or sweep it under the rug. Because if we do report on this, this is going to make the problem of systemic racism even worse. And again, I'm not articulating it as well as Thomas Sowell did in his book. So I would highly encourage you to read Intellectuals and Society. Even if it's just those few chapters where he discusses the mainstream media and kind of the psychology behind why you see such a massive discrepancy with alternative media and the mainstream media. I believe it was chapters 4 is where he discussed that in depth. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism, and free speech. So make sure that you go over to Locals and follow me over there where we can have discussions that are completely uncensored.